Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio to catch up with Vida Yarding, MBE, Inclusion and Diversity Consultant, for IGV News across England, Wales, Northern Ireland and the Channel Islands for the next in his regular audio-described theatre reviews. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Vida.
Thanks very much, Toby. Good to be talking to you and with listeners too.
This week we have the story of one 16-year-old schoolboy who, I suppose, overcomes prejudice, battles the bullies and steps out of the darkness into the spotlight with Everybody's Talking About Jamie as the current tour visited the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre. So, Vida, did Jamie's dreams come true in this funny, outrageous and touching musical that is Everybody's Talking About Jamie?
Now, that would be giving it away, wouldn't it, Jovi? But let's just say it is a particularly nice story. My first time having seen this production, I'd not seen it before, so didn't really know fully what to expect other than having read the notes beforehand. So that was always good to see something new. Brilliantly done by a very, very accomplished cast, I have to say. And yeah, I listened to a dry run of the audio description on this occasion. For listeners who perhaps don't know, a lot of effort gets put into the work of audio describers, and they often do a dry run the evening before or the afternoon before the actual AD performance itself. So good to listen into that. And yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed my first experience of this particular show.
And I think Everybody's Talking About Jamie is sort of set in 1970s Sheffield in what might be a sort of typical comprehensive school of that time, which I think many of us might be able to remember. But I wondered whether that sort of backdrop of 1970s Sheffield came across in the description of the design of the set and costumes for the show.
Yeah, it did. And in the pre-show notes, I certainly, you know, felt as if I'd got a real flavour of the time and the setting and the backdrop. And, you know, it's, if you like, almost two generations ago, isn't it? And at the time, you know, well, I think that was very relevant to the show and also was helped to be drawn out through the audio description. Absolutely.
And it sounds like quite a clever sort of set with everything sort of moving around and changing for many of the different locations of the story and with the sort of school desks sort of moving around and becoming, I think, a dance floor at one stage.
Indeed, and that was brought through loud and clear for me anyway, listening into the dry run of the audio description. There may have been a touch tour the following day when the actual audio description took place, but I relied for this particular show on the introductory notes and the actual unfolding audio description of Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy during the production. And they did a great job in making sure that certainly when I was listening in, I felt aware of where we were at any given time during the show.
Yeah, because it's always good if there is a touch tour. But I think from my sort of quick look at the introductory notes, I really got a real sense of the look and feel of the show. And I think you can sort of just rely on the introductory notes and the live description, although a touch tour is always good to sort of get a chance to get onto the stage and explore the set. But I think, you know, you could have sort of, you know, as you say, sort of seen the show without the touch tour.
Absolutely. And you're right about the introductory notes, because it does give you a context for what you're about to see. And particularly if, as in this case, I wasn't familiar with the show, and it gives you a good starting point on which to appreciate and hopefully enjoy what's about to unfold on stage.
As you mentioned, there's a great musical cast for Everybody's Talking About Jamie, with top-notch performances from all of the cast, and not just sort of Ivan O. Tucker, who plays Jamie, but all the cast seemed to be pretty damn good.
Yeah, they were, and that's what helped to make it such an enjoyable and engaging performance. And particularly, actually, because the first half is quite long. It seemed to be around an hour and 20, hour and 30, perhaps even. I wasn't quite, didn't take a note at the time of the exact duration. But quite a long first half, comparatively speaking. But it didn't feel long, if you know what I mean, when you were sitting, watching, listening, etc. So that was good. And then part two very, very cleverly brings everything together. And I was with a couple of people on the night, and we all agreed that that was a very compelling part of the show as well, where, you know, the story came to its conclusion. He says, try not to give too much away again for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Well, I think people have gone to see the show, but I think from sort of I haven't actually seen it myself as yet, but from reading about it and also reading the introductory notes, as I say, and getting a sense of the show, I think, you know, sort of it's a really good show because 16 can be quite a difficult time for many young people. And, you know, this great sort of show obviously shows that Jamie's support from his loving mum and his friends, you know, sort of really sort of shows that you can be whoever you want to be. And maybe this is a show that all young people should go and see.
It's certainly something that I think would, or indeed could, appeal to many people of that generation. And yeah, absolutely. You know, the mother's role is crucial in terms of the unfolding drama on stage, and her support is invaluable.
Well, Everybody's Talking About Jamie continues on tour around the country. And for more details about the tour, you can visit everybodystalkingaboutjamie.co.uk. And there's no apostrophe in Everybody's in that website address. Next time, Vidar, you'll be reviewing Matthew Bourne's Romeo and Juliet in Wolverhampton.
Absolutely. So it's a Matthew Bourne production that I haven't previously seen. Obviously, people might well be familiar with the original Romeo and Juliet Shakespeare's play. Matthew Bourne will give his own interpretation of that, and really looking forward to that and sharing that with you and listeners next time, Toby.
Well, as always, Vidar, thank you very much indeed for sharing your audio-described review of Everybody's Talking About Jamie at the Birmingham Hippodrome Theatre with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.